Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt.
5, 4.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. If you've been out on that elusive first date, it turns out the second one is even more elusive for a lot of people. You find yourself with us, and we all try to figure out together what happened and why the person's not calling you back.
And we always know something really good happened.
Usually, or bad, depending on who you are. This morning, we're on with Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
We're good. Thanks for emailing us and being on Second Date Update. So you went out on a little date with a guy named Will.
Yeah. So we just had our first date. It was about a week and a half ago, I guess. And we went to Vitense Mini Golf.
It was really fun.
I take the kids
there all the time. They love that place.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
Yeah.
And I thought we had like a really good time, and I thought that, you know, we really hit it off, and you know, I'm kind of a little bit of a dork, and he seemed like kind of a little bit of a dork.
I thought maybe we had
a connection there, and he just wanted to cheat goodbye, and I told him to text me, and, you know, and then he never texted me, and that's fine, I guess. Well, it's not, but whatever. And, I wanted to see if I could get in contact with him.
Yeah. Well, you sound super cute. I'm not gonna lie to you. So, how did you meet Will, Katie?
We just met through mutual friends. Like, I was on Facebook, and I was just Facebook messaging somebody, and they were like, oh, this is, you know, my friend Will, and, like, you guys have never met before. You guys should definitely meet.
So okay. It wasn't,
like, a very close mutual friend, but
right.
You know, I was like, oh, sure, why not?
Sure. Now, who decided on mini golf? Was that you or Will?
That was him. That was his choice. You know, I'm not super athletic. It's not like mini golf is athletic.
I was gonna say, you have to be.
But you know, I guess I would consider myself more of like you know, a less active kind of first date sort of person. Like, you know, I'd rather just like sit and watch a movie or something.
Sure. Yeah, it's a little easier anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, is there anything you could think of during your date, Katie, where you were like, oh, Will probably didn't like when I said this or I did this or we talked about that? Anything you can remember at all?
Well, this is kind of super embarrassing, but you know how I said I wasn't like the most athletic person? And the reason for that is that I'm like really clumsy. Like I'm kind of a klutz. Like, you know, like... I know that I accidentally hit somebody with my golf club once. It was just an accident.
Ow.
So, I mean, you know, I didn't do it on purpose, of course. I would never do it on purpose, but I'm a little clumsy, so I'm just wondering, like, maybe if
that was it.
Yeah.
But, like, I admit that about myself. I'm clumsy.
Right.
Sorry. I think it's cute. It's a cute quality.
Yeah, it's cute. Mm-hmm. Unless, I mean, did you hit a small child with your club? Or what? I mean,
No. It was just the next party up from us. I just hit them, you know, the golf club sort of like slipped out of my hands, and I like hit them in the leg.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no one cares about that. All right, but Will didn't seem like he wasn't like, oh my God, you're so embarrassing. He just kind of went with it. You didn't get the vibe that was it, but
right.
it could be.
I mean, at least not at the time, no.
Yeah. All right, hey, don't say anything, Katie. We're going to call Will right now and see if we can't get to the bottom of all this, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, looking for Will.
Yeah, this is Will.
Will, what's going on, buddy?
Not too much. Who's this?
Exactly.
I always wait to see how long
who
that takes.
Who are you?
Will, this is actually Marco and Krista. We actually happen to be live on 93.1 Jams right now. You're on the radio.
So just wanted to say hi.
Introduce ourselves.
Hi.
Hey,
yeah,
that's about it.
I win like a competition or something.
Yep, kind of.
You won a segment with us, actually. No, we're doing a thing we do on our show, Will, called Second Date Update, where You've been out with somebody, and
yes, I have heard second date update.
Oh, jeez. Do you know why we're calling you?
Yeah.
You know, are you calling me because of Katie?
Yes.
Look at
yes.
you. You got the first, you remember.
The first one is right. Congratulations.
Very good.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't seem super excited about being called about second date update, but yeah, we are calling on behalf.
Well, I've heard it on the radio before.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And now you're on it.
Look
how crazy
you.
Is that?
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Katie.
That's a good thing.
Sure it is. Let's talk about Katie. Tell us how this date went. We want to know. She wants to know why you're not calling her.
Yeah, well, we went on a first date. We did. We went to Vitens. We played mini golf. We had a good time. I just didn't really want to go out with her again.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, if you had a good time, and I mean, was it you just
sense.
Weren't attracted to her, or what? I mean, you just
no. She's kind of cute, but it was kind of the thing where it was like, you know, how you could have the most smoking hot person, but like their personality, or there's just something about them that's just like not there.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
So I just didn't really spiritually feel that with her, and it just, I don't know, it just got weird.
Okay. Well, I get not vibing on somebody. That happens all the time. That's why, you know, there's one person for everybody out there. But what do you mean you is there a reason why? What do you mean it was, you said it was kind of awkward?
It was like almost like comical. Like, you know, it's like we went to mini golf, and like she just sort of like, she was hitting the ball way too hard, and it was just sort of like she didn't have proper, like, motor function, you know, like.
Motor skills.
Oh, no.
I mean, what do you mean? She was just clumsy then?
Very clumsy. She, like, threw her club and, like, hit this dude in the leg. And then also, she kept on losing her ball.
Yeah.
Which was just fine. It was cute the first time, but, like, the fourth time, it was like, stop hitting it so hard.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we got into the car, and she broke the cup holder in my car.
She broke it?
Fine. I mean, she broke it. She pushed down on it too hard because she was trying to squeeze water bottle into it.
Wow.
Fine,
she's got spaghetti arms.
Not a big deal.
Right. But I mean, on top of everything else, then.
Right. It was like, are you trying to do this? And then it was like, then she got a bloody nose because it was super dry out or something. So she got a bloody nose.
Oh my God.
It was like comical. It was like
cursed. Yeah. It's like she was cursed.
Oh, poor thing.
So it's like you're on a hidden camera show almost.
And then at the end of the night, like I was going to kiss her goodnight, but there was this very awkward moment where like she wanted me to kiss her. Or maybe she didn't want me to kiss her. I have no idea. But like all I could see was just blood running. Like she cleaned up the blood, but it was like I couldn't get that image of blood out of my face, out of my eyes.
Right. Yeah. All right. So it just was
I'm sorry. I'm really socially awkward. I'm sorry. I'm like really cool. I promise. Except that I'm a little awkward. And sorry, I know. I shouldn't have jumped in. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sorry. Hi, Will.
This isn't awkward.
Hi.
Yeah. So obviously, Will.
Yeah, No. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to like ignore you. I'm sorry that this it had to come to this. But like, I honestly went home and I freaking like put the garlic out. I thought you were like some sort of weird cursed demon.
Demon.
Dork, oh my gosh.
Not a vampire. I don't understand that.
I know. No. I'm just joking. It was cute at first.
I'm really like embarrassed. I wish I hadn't done this actually because this is like super embarrassing for me.
Stop, Mark.
I'm like not embarrassing for him at all. He sounds like so suave. I mean,
no,
you're not that cool, dude.
Hey, I'm not saying I'm like the coolest guy ever. I just like I'm still just trying to figure out how I'm gonna get the blood out of my car seat. But like,
you just use a little peroxide. You're supposed to be smart. You just use a little peroxide. It's not that hard.
Okay. Well, I'm not taking sides here, but you sound super cute, Katie. And he knows a lot of guys that like the the dorky girl that had that is a little clumsy. They think that's funny. But maybe Will is not one of those people.
Yeah.
But here's what we do besides on Second Date Update. If Will, if you want to try it back out with Katie, maybe she was having a bad day. And you think there might be something, I'll offer to pay for another date. You guys can go out anywhere here in Madison. We'll take care of the entire bill. That way you can concentrate on each other. If you want to try it over, it's totally up to you.
Do it.
I mean, I'm okay. I'll do it again if we could take your car, but, like, I'm totally fine.
Oh, my gosh. He's hilarious.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, let's do it again. Mm. I mean, a free date, like, that's totally fun. I'm fine with that.
All right, Katie, if you want to go back out and try it all over, Will says he's willing to kind of give it a second chance there.
Only if you drive, girl.
I'm very reluctantly saying yes, but only because you guys are paying for it.
Oh, nice. So we're being used.
That's
awesome.
Fine. That's fine. Hopefully we'll maybe get a third date update from you guys then.
Yeah.
You guys sound like a fun couple, and I don't know, Will, it seems like she's going to be entertaining and fun. I mean, you'll have to, you know, it'll be fun stories that you'll be able to tell.
Definitely fun stories, yeah.
Good times for all.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. This is entitled Second Date Update. If you've been out with somebody and you've hit it off and you think, hey, this might turn into something good, and then you sort of don't hear anything, well, you have to be here with us.
Yeah. It kind of sucks, but hey.
We all
you're
find
not
out.
Alone.
We all find out together.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we're going to do this morning with Ella. Good morning, Ella.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey. Well, thank you for emailing us and being on Second Date Update here. So it says you went out with a guy named Hunter here.
Yes.
Okay.
Me and Hunter went out on a date. Everything was great. Actually, it's been a while since I had a date, so I was really excited. And then we even texted that night, and it was kind of weird when I got his text message. Because, you know, you always want to wait a couple days. But
sure.
It was a great flow. We text at night, and then I haven't heard from him in a week. And I'm not sure we didn't. I don't think I disrespected him. I don't think I did anything weird.
Sure.
So I'm kind of wondering what happened.
Yeah, well, you actually made it a step further. Usually you don't get any callbacks before you find yourself here, but he actually texted you. You guys texted that night right after the date.
Yeah, it was great.
What did he say in his text? Like, had a great time? I mean, what was the text like?
Yeah, I had a great time. Hopefully we can do it again. I hope you got home safe. Like,
that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice.
What did you
go? I don't know what I did.
Yeah. What did you guys, let's back up a little bit. What did you do on your, well, how did you meet Hunter, by the way?
We met through a friend.
Okay, so you met through friends. You had a good time there. And then what'd you do on your date, actually?
We went to a bar.
Okay.
And we had a couple of drinks. And then after a couple of drinks, we went to go have dinner. And we called it a night because it was getting late and we both had to work the next day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I was a little too frisky or drunk or anything of that sort. It was very calm. Like,
yeah.
We didn't get any, yeah.
All right. Did you, I mean, when you say calm, was it like unromantic? I mean, did you end with a good night kiss or?
No, we did kiss, and that's why I thought it was really sweet that he texted me because I felt that he felt what I felt, like the cute little butterflies. It was nice. I've had bad dates recently, and it was just nice to have a good date.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was just kind of thrown off to why he's not replying.
Yeah, like,
now.
What's going on? This
yeah.
makes no sense.
No, it sounds good. I mean, it sounds like he should be calling you back. And so it's been how many days now since you've heard from Hunter?
Yeah.
All right. Don't say anything, Ella. We're going to call Hunter here and see if we can't figure out what's up, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Hunter?
It is.
Hey, Hunter, what's
Hunter.
Up?
Hi.
I love doing
that.
That's
hilarious.
Hey, Hunter, it's actually Marco and Krista. We are live on 93.1 Jams right now, so you're on the radio. How are you this morning?
Wow, Marco and Krista, I'm okay.
Yay, we're good.
We're good, man. We're actually doing a Second Date Update here, and you, unbeknownst to you, are the star of it because you went out on a date with a girl named Ella, who was super into you. You guys have talked a little bit, but now she has not heard anything back from you, and she was kind of worried.
Yeah, what up with that?
Boy, wow.
Oh, boy, he says. Yeah, so we just want to know, like, what's going on? You guys had this great day. You hit it off. I think you guys texted for a little while, and then now nothing.
Yeah, we texted. It was a good date. I figured that it probably wouldn't work out, and just decided not to continue talking.
Yeah. So you just decided you thought it wouldn't work out. How do you come to a decision like that after one date, Hunter?
Well, I heard some things, you know, about her that I don't think would really mesh well. I don't know if I should say.
Oh, of course you should.
We all want to know.
Well, what do you mean you heard some things? It's like high school when, like, Johnny came over and told you some stuff? Or what does that mean, you heard some things?
I heard some things through my friend about that she actually does, like, some kind of live webcam show.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, like, an explicit live webcam show.
Yeah, no, we know what you mean when you said webcam show.
Yeah,
there's no definition needed and there.
I was just kind of like shocked and didn't really know what to think about that. And I don't know if I could really date someone who's involved in something like that.
Could you watch the web show?
I mean, sure. It's different when you
that's a step.
When you're watching a stranger and you're not dating the person.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
But Hunter, did you?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, Hunter. I do have to tell you that actually Ella is with us on the phone here. Yeah. She couldn't get.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Anyhow. That's all old news now. So did you actually see? So what happened, Ella? Are you saying did he see it because you don't do that, or you do? What's the story?
I'm saying is he seeing this because I did do that in the past, and sometimes the link stays open when I'm not active.
Mm-hmm.
But he shouldn't be judging me when we had such a great date, and he should have asked me, like, is this real? Is this active? Is this that? Like, hey, I was going to college. I needed to make some extra money,
had
tuition, and things of that sort. But this was a while ago, and he shouldn't. Like, I really wish you would have talked to me, Hunter, because I thought we had a really good date.
I mean, I don't really ask all my dates, hey, by the way, do you run an explicit live cam show? It's not something that pops up. You know, I usually stick, like, you know, how many brothers and sisters do you have, like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think what she's saying is when you learned from your friend, maybe you should have done a little bit more of investigative work to figure out.
He could have watched the show.
Well, I mean, the link isn't active. I already tried to look at it.
Of course you did.
I'm just kidding. So, Ella, are you saying you don't do that anymore, though? You're done with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. It's your past. Leave it in the past.
Right. Hey, listen, we've all done stuff in the past.
Of course we have.
I needed to do what I needed to do, but
yeah,
I really wish you would have talked to me, Hunter.
Oh, because she really liked you.
I guess I didn't really know how to approach the subject. You know, I was kind of figuring it out.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I never take anybody's side here, but how does he come and say, hey, I heard some stuff about you without sounding like he's checking up on you? I mean, it is a difficult situation. Well, you know what, guys? Here's what we do on Second Date Update. Maybe this will be of interest to you guys. Normally, if you want to try it back out again here, Hunter, we will pay for everything. We will go and take care of your next meal. It's totally on us here. You can go anywhere in Madison you want with Ella. You can try it over. Now that you know what you know, you can retry it and try it all over. But it's totally up to you if you want to do that again.
I would love to explain the situation, Hunter.
Aww.
Do you want to go on the second date for free?
I'd be willing to go out again. Sure. Why not?
All right. Well, that's a semi-positive.
If the date is good, can you watch one of your shows?
If the date's not good, he can watch one. Either way, he's a winner. He's a winner.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.